Welcome to Conversations. I'm your host, Doug Duin, and joining me today is Cassie Prince, Senior Development Manager for American Cancer Society. Cassie, first of all, thank you so much for joining me today.
Hey, thanks for having me, Doug. It really means a lot to us.
Yeah, so you got a lot going on. You got the Relay for Life coming up at Mount Tahoma High School on May 17th. Actually, in a little over a week and a half or so, you got the webinar going on April 30th, where people can learn more about what's going on with ACS and cancer treatment. So a lot going on. But first, I want to talk about you. How did you get involved? What brought you to the American Cancer Society?
Yeah, that's a great question. So to be honest with you, my entire background is in college athletics. I used to work in sports for a long time. And one day my mom was unfortunately diagnosed with cancer. And I honestly just wanted to find a way to fight back against it. I think that's how a lot of us feel when we're directly impacted by such a horrible thing. And I was looking up different jobs, and there was a job that had opened up with the American Cancer Society, a development coordinator position, and I applied for it. And actually, today is my 2-year anniversary. So I've been with ACS for the last 2 years, and I have been telling people I've been fighting cancer for the last 2 years, too. So,
well, congratulations on 2 years. I didn't know that. That's great. So You chose to spend your 2-year anniversary talking to me. That's wonderful. So you were drawn to ACS for the fight against cancer. What is it that ACS does? I think a lot of people have like a surface level understanding of a lot of organizations like yours. What are the things that ACS does that separates you from just like an engagement standpoint, whereas you're not just broadcasting, hey, the fight against cancer is a good thing? What do you guys do?
Yeah, for sure. So our mission at the American Cancer Society is just to improve the lives of people with cancer and their families through our advocacy, research, and patient support programs. And we really just want to make sure everyone has the opportunity to prevent, detect, treat, and survive cancer, because our vision is to end cancer as we know it for everybody. And, you know, that looks like a lot of different things, right? We've made such incredible strides in the research space. We've invested over $5 billion I hope I said B correctly, in the research space. We have lots and lots of patient support programs because we're trying to address that barrier to care. Like if people are not getting to treatment, then they're not able to get to treatment, then they're probably not getting the treatment that they need done, right? So that looks like a lot of different things. That looks like our Road to Recovery program, which we have volunteer drivers that drive or pick up our cancer patients and take them to their treatment and bring them home. I like to think about my mom, who is a survivor, and she was really fortunate that my dad had a boss that would allow him to take off work to take my mom to and from treatment. And not everybody has that. So that's something that we're doing to address that barrier, right? And then another thing is we have our Hope Lodges, which is just so wonderful. A Hope Lodge is a home away from home for our cancer patients. And so there are a lot of people that need to go to a different state to get the treatment that they need. And we have 31 Hope Lodges across the country. And they are just the most wonderful place with wonderful employees and volunteers that try to make that experience as great as they can, you know? And it gives people a free place to stay because those hotel costs add up, the driving, all of it. Cancer costs a lot of money. And so we're trying to address that barrier and want people to get to their treatments so that they can get better.
Yeah. And I think you nailed it when you talked about your father having a boss that allowed him time off. The thing that I think a lot of us miss in situations like this is that cancer affects more than just the person going through the treatment. It affects families too. So you also at ACS offer caregiver and family support. Can you talk about those programs?
Yes, absolutely. One of the things that we have that I always like to point out, number one, if anyone needs anything when it comes to cancer, needs help with questions or is looking for a specific program, please, please, please reach out to our 1-800 number. It's 1-800-227-2345. We have some fantastic people on the other line that can address any sort of need that you have, because there's lots of different needs for different people. And the other thing that we have that is kind of new-ish is called our ACS Cares app. And that is, I mean, I would recommend anybody to download that right now if they have any questions about the cancer treatment that they are going through, or if you're a caregiver, the cancer treatment that your loved one is going through. I think, you know, cancer is a really scary thing, and it's a really confusing thing too for a lot of us. And so to have, we have trained individuals on the other end of this ACS Cares app and also with our 1-800 number that answer your questions and get back to you in a timely manner. And it makes, it's always just nice to have that support. I think that's what people are always looking for. Just looking for help and looking for advice and, or just looking for someone to listen to them. Right.
Yeah, absolutely. I think just having someone to talk to, you know, I've talked to a lot of people about situations like this, and finding other people that are either aware of your situation, know more about it, or people who have gone through it, I think is incredibly important. So you feel less isolated, you know, yes, and absolutely. And I think it's great that you guys offer that. Now on top of that, you get a lot of money through donations. You know, you said $5 billion into research. You still need help, right? So if anyone's listening right now, I mean, we've all been, 1 in 3 people, right, has been involved in a cancer diagnosis. That's a lot. So people, whether you know somebody or you've gone through it yourself and you want to help, what do you need? Like donations, volunteers? How do people help?
Yeah, that's a great question. I like to tell people too, we can find a place for you at the American Cancer Society in any way that you want to be involved. We will find a place for you. So that looks like through donations. You can donate online at cancer.org. You can join an event and do fundraising through that. That looks like volunteering with our events and putting them on. And we're always, always, always looking for volunteers, volunteer drivers for our Road to Recovery program. So if that is something that people are interested in, would love for them to visit cancer.org/drive. You know, that is something that I've also done in the past. I used to be a volunteer driver, and that is some of the most fulfilling work I think I've ever done, is just getting someone to a place that they need to be. And so that's some of our needs. And again, whatever people are looking to do, whether that be through volunteering, through donating, honestly, just spreading the word about different screening guidelines and making sure people know that they need to be getting screened. There's so many ways to be involved. And also through ACS CAN, our Cancer Action Network too, down in the advocacy space.
Now that's it. That's a solid point about that you make about the screening. I think a lot of us have kind of a surface level understanding of detection. Are there things that we should be doing for risk prevention? I mean, it feels like with, you know, 33% of the population having a cancer diagnosis at some point, sometimes it feels like an overwhelming risk that we're up against. What should we be doing in a generalized sense to try to reduce that risk?
Yeah, I think the big things that we talk about when it comes to cancer prevention is just making sure you're living a healthy lifestyle, eating healthy foods, exercising, you know, no tobacco use. Those are some really, really big things that we talk about a lot at the American Cancer Society that we're advocating for. And then as far as screening, you know, we've got all of the different guidelines on cancer.org, people need to make sure they're talking to their doctors too about when they're supposed to be getting screened, right? Once you hit that certain age mark, you know, whether you're a man or a woman, there are different things that you need to be getting screened for to protect yourself. And we've learned that cancer is so treatable when caught early. So that's why people need to know about the screening guidelines and need to talk to their doctor about that.
Yeah. And you mentioned being active. So you guys have a lot of events. I mean, there's always events going on with ACS. You've got Making Strides coming up this fall, the Washington Golf Classic, which for the first year ever, I'm going to be participating in. Super, super excited about that. And the Relay for Life, which is May 17th at Mount Tahoma High School, which is your baby. Tell us about the Relay for Life.
Yes, Relay for Life. So the beautiful thing about Relay for Life is, and I like to tell people, you know, it's a community fundraising event that benefits the American Cancer Society. And it's so, so special because it started right here in Tacoma, Washington. So back in 1985, a man named Dr. Gordy Klatt ran and walked along the University of Puget Sound track for 24 hours. And he raised over $27,000 for the American Cancer Society. So fast forward, here we are 40 years later, and we have over 1,200 events across 30 plus countries. And collectively, we have raised over $6.8 billion for the American Cancer Society. Yeah, it's pretty amazing that, you know, one man with a mission and then supported by this incredible community here in Tacoma really started a global movement. And, you know, the funds that we raise at Relay for Life, they go straight to our mission. That goes to cancer research. It goes to our work in the advocacy space and those different patient support programs that we talked about a little bit earlier. So it's really, really special that it started here. And I like to tell people to relay, you know, yes, he back in 1985, you know, he ran and walked, I think it was either 81 or 83 miles, which is incredible. Our event is 10 hours this year. And I like to tell people there really will be people that walk the whole time and there are people that run, but that is not, not required. You know, we want people to come out and walk with us, but if you are unable to, we just want you to come out and join us, learn about our mission, learn about our resources at the American Cancer Society, and just join everybody in the fight against cancer because it's touched so many of us. So,
yeah. And more than just walking or running or showing up, there's other things that happen on the day of. And this being the 40th year, can you talk about some of the things and are there any specialties happening this year?
Yeah, absolutely. So like always, we will always start out with a survivor lap to celebrate our survivors. And it's so powerful to be there. Or we'll start out with opening ceremonies. We'll have a couple guest speakers for that. And then we'll do our survivor lap and then a caregiver lap because we want to make sure we're recognizing our caregivers. They play such an important role in their survivor's cancer journey. And then we will have lots of games and activities throughout the day. So we're going to do a fashion show with our Tacoma Discovery Shop. So Discovery Shop is also a really important piece of our mission. They, you know, you can donate. That's another way people can get involved. They can donate clothes and jewelry or different things that are gently used. And then the money that they sell them at the Discovery Shop and the money comes back to our mission in the same areas that I talked about earlier. So we will have our survivors doing a fashion show with the Discovery Shop clothing, which will be super fun to see. We'll have a lip sync challenge and we'll do limbo and field games and tug of war. There'll be lots of different activities throughout the day and community performances. And then we will finish things up at the end of the night when the sun goes down and we will have a luminaria ceremony to remember those that we have lost to cancer. So that is also very, very moving, because you walk along the track with these white bags that people have written names on in honor or memory of somebody, and they're lit up, and we walk in a silent lap to remember those that we have lost. So it's a really fun day. It's a really powerful day. And I just hope that everyone can come out and join us.
You know, I legitimately got chills when you were describing that. So it's very powerful. It's very cool. The work that you're doing. So if people want to join and participate, or even just donate if they can't make it, or maybe help out on the day of the event, how do they go about doing so?
Yes. So they can, you can come register online at relayforlife.org/TacomaWA. And then people can reach out to me with any additional questions that they may have, whether that be about donating or sponsoring or volunteering as well. So my email is Cassie, C-A-S-S-I, period, Prince, at cancer.org.
Awesome. Cassie, first of all, thank you so much for taking the time to have this conversation with me. But before I let you go, is there any final thought you'd like to leave with people listening right now?
I really hope that people will come join us on May 17th, or truly just join us at the American Cancer Society in the fight against cancer. Unfortunately, so many of us have been touched by it. I know I certainly have. And so we just want to spread the word about all of the great things that we're doing, but we want everyone to join us and just fight the good fight, right? So we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, fight the good fight. Cassie, thank you so much for this time.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening. Conversations is a public affairs program at the station.